بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. News and comment. Al-Sisi and all of the tyrants must know that for every Fir'aun, there is a Musa, alayhi salam, opposing him. Egypt executed, Wednesday, 9 men suspected of belonging to the Muslim Brotherhood, who had been convicted of involvement in the 2015 assassination of the country's top prosecutor, security officials said. The New York Times, 20th of February 2019. Comment. The story of these 9 young men who have been executed by the Egyptian regime had the rare opportunity to reach some kind of news value after their death. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He subhanahu wa ta'ala counts them as martyrs. However, the sad reality is that this is just a tip of the iceberg. Egypt counts hundreds of so-called political prisoners who are Muslim men and women who dared to oppose the tyrannical regime. These men and women are imprisoned, tortured, and also hanged or sentenced to death or life imprisonment. Some observers even called the Tuesdays in Egypt Execution Day. Besides some reports of human rights organizations, there is no real or loud voice opposing this unjust treatment committed by this unjust regime. The so-called international society is silent, as well as the Muslim countries. They are all watching this tragedy unfolding in front of their eyes, and no one is blinking an eye. The false narrative and big lie of the so-called humanitarian values and human rights, which the kafir colonialist states promote day in and day out, show again that it is nothing more than hot air. Moreover, it's their core policy to break down all kinds of Islamic resistance in the Muslim world in order to maintain their iron grip and hegemony in our lands. Whether it is by invading Muslim lands or by supporting the corrupt leaders of Muslim states. Even clerics like the Grand Mufti of Egypt, Shoki Ibrahim Abdul Karim Alam, and before him, Ali Gomar, are deployed to legalize the oppression against the Muslims. Under Egyptian law, they are also responsible for reviewing all death sentences. Although their opinion is not binding and merely consultative, they never spoke out against the unjust treatment and death sentence of Muslim men and women of this ummah. Instead, they participated in this oppression. Unfortunately, this kind of oppression is not only restricted to Egypt. Rather, it is, as mentioned, a global policy against Islam and against the Muslims who oppose the status quo. Under the pretext of the war on terror and anti-terrorism laws, the tyrants have been given legal justification to prosecute Muslims all over the world as they please. As I write this, 10 members of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Russia have been sentenced from 11 to 16 years of prison under these same legal justifications. All that they did is to call for Islam and Khilafah in the Muslim lands. The global policy against Islam and the return of the unity of Muslims are pushed forward by powerful colonial states and their loyal agents in the Muslim lands. They are cruel, vicious, and cunning in achieving their goal and spend billions of dollars and euros and rubles. However, when the Russian court stated the long prison sentence to the members of Hizb ut-Tahrir, our brave young brothers were laughing and smiling behind steel bars and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stating that nothing can stop the call for Islam. And they were chanting, the Ummah wants Al-Khilafah Islamiyah. Their call for Islam is stronger. It will continue and it will be victorious by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if the entire world is against it. The issue is, whether you are part of this noble call to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His reward or not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Innal ladhina kafaroo ينفقون أموالهم ليصدوا عن سبيل الله فسينفقونها ثم تكون عليهم حسرة ثم يغلبون والذين كفروا إلى جهنم يحشرون.
Indeed, those who disbelieve spend their wealth to avert people from the way of Allah. So they will spend it. Then it will be for them a source of regret. And then they will be overcome. And those who have disbelieved, unto hell they will be gathered. Surah Al-Anfal, Ayah 36. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by O.K. Parler, Media representative of Hizb ut-Tahrir in the Netherlands.